On this broadcast, presented under the auspices of the Philip Bancroft for Senator Committee at Los Angeles, we will first hear a group of songs that were great favorites in the years of 1917 and 1918.
There's a long, long trail a-winding into the land of my dreams, where the nightingales are singing and the white moon beams. There's a long, long night of waiting until my dreams all come till the day when I'll be going down that long, long trail with you. Life is a book that we study. Some of its leaves bring us sighs. There it was written, my buddy, that we must part, you and I. Nights are long since you went away. I think about you all through the day, my buddy, my buddy. Nobody quite so true. Is your voice, the touch of your hand, just long to know that you understand, my body, my body. It's a long way to Tipperary, it's a long way to go. It's a long way to Tipperary, to the sweetest girl I know. Goodbye, Piccadilly, farewell, Leicester Square. It's a long, long way to Tipperary, but my heart's right there. But my heart.
A veteran speaks.
This is Dr. Howard W. Seeger speaking, a veteran of the Spanish-American War, the Philippine Insurrection, and the World War. And I want to speak particularly to the veterans of all wars. The veterans of all wars of California look with enthusiasm upon the candidacy of their comrade Philip Bancroft for United States Senator. Not alone because he is a veteran, and I might mention here that he's a member of Walnut Creek Post number 115. But because of his sterling character, his straightforward, concise, unequivocating clarity of thought, and his devotion to truth and the principles of progressive democracy for which all veterans sacrificed so much, Philip Bancroft is the only candidate now running for high office in California who is a World War veteran. And all veterans in this great state have their first opportunity to elect a buddy and comrade to the office of United States Senator at Washington. We have always stood for high principles in government and have an opportunity now to go over the top for a man who stands for these principles. As I have just mentioned, this is our first opportunity to elect a veteran as California's representative in the Senate. And we veterans are not only standing shoulder to shoulder in behalf of Philip Bancroft, but we are doing all we possibly can to get our friend to join us in electing Philip Bancroft tomorrow with an overwhelming vote, with the full knowledge that Philip Bancroft will give California able, thoughtful, and truly American representation in Washington. I thank you.
Southerners everywhere thrill to the strains of
Homeland, and its magic.
George C. Taubman, Jr., a Southern Democrat, speaking, and I'm glad to add my voice to those of hundreds of thousands of Democrats in California who are doing all they possibly can to elect Philip Bancroft to the United States Senate and to defeat Mr. Sheridan Downey, the man who, through his so-called ham and egg plan, defeated that great Democratic statesman, Senator McAdoo. We Democrats love the Democratic Party and all it stands for. And we feel that Philip Bancroft more nearly represents true democracy than does his opponent, who now claims to be a good Democrat, but not many years ago was a member of the Republican Party. We feel that Mr. Downey is not a true Democrat, and that he is the type of man who, while personally I do not believe is a communist, is one who, in my opinion, and in the opinion of many others, could very easily become a member of the Communist Party if that party's registration were attractive. Many of us have come to this great state of California from such Democratic states as South and North Carolina, Georgia, Kentucky, Alabama, Tennessee, Virginia and West Virginia, Florida, Louisiana, Arkansas, and Texas. And we Democrats have little time for such an individual as Sheridan Downey. We are going to vote for Philip Bancroft tomorrow because we see in him an honest, sincere, and upright man, and one who we believe will give us a fair and square deal as our junior senator in Washington. And we urge every one of you to do everything possible to elect Philip Bancroft with an overwhelming vote. Thank you.
And now a song to our great state of California.
Mountains I adore. I love your grand old orchard, and I love A Native Son.
This is Eldred L. Meyer, a native son of California speaking. And we native sons and daughters, together with sons and daughters of other states, who are now making their home here in California, are joining together and doing our utmost to elect Philip Bancroft as our United States Senator at Washington. Philip Bancroft was born in San Francisco in 1881, the son of Hubert Howe Bancroft, the great California historian. He is a graduate of Harvard College, Harvard Law School, and Hastings College of Law at San Francisco, and the University of California. He has for the last 20 years been a practical farmer, living on his farm and running it himself. If a man is liked well enough right in his own hometown to carry a vote of 5-1, he must be all right. And that's what's happened in the primaries in Phil's precinct. He has for years been a respected leader among the farmers of California. He is a family man, and he and Mrs. Bancroft have been happily married for more than 33 years. He is a lawyer, a liberal, and a progressive, a veteran of the World War, and a member of Walnut Creek Post number 115 of the American Legion. Philip Bancroft's endorsement by Senator Hiram Johnson assures us that these two great Californians will work in harmony for the best interest of this great state. The sons and daughters of California, together with California's adopted sons and daughters, are urging you to vote for Philip Bancroft for United States Senator, and we call upon every citizen of this great state to make this an overwhelming victory for true Americanism by electing Philip Bancroft tomorrow to United States Senator. Give us a true California American for California.
We're sure the young people listening in fact, the older young people as well, will enjoy a song of more recent popularity.
Goodness gracious me, who's the little lady right before my eyes? What a sight to see in your funny clothes, hard to recognize. Dressed up in a gown that trails on the floor, in a picture hat that your mommy wore, living in a world that you never saw, my little lady happiness.
we hear from a young Democrat.
I am 25 years old. My name is Dick Lomax, and I am one of the tens of thousands of young Democrats who are doing all they can to bring about the election of Philip Bancroft as our next senator in Washington. We urge young Democrats all over California to work tomorrow to get every vote they possibly can for Philip Bancroft, the man who, in our opinion, stands without equivocation for true democracy, a man who believes in and will uphold the Constitution of the United States, and a man who, in our opinion, will give all of us, young and old alike, true representation in the Senate of the United States. Mr. Downey, his opponent, is, in our opinion, a little tinted with communistic ideas, and one in whom, for 6 years, if he were elected, we would have grave doubts as to how he might stand on the issues which our national government will face. We young people love our country, and we have a great deal at stake in tomorrow's election. We know you older people will not let us younger folks down by voting for anyone whose record is questionable. We want Philip Bancroft as our next senator, and we want everyone to do his utmost to bring about his election tomorrow. We younger people are hoping and praying that Philip Bancroft will be elected with such a vote tomorrow that those who have any ideas in the future of trying out their communistic or revolutionary theories in California will have to go elsewhere. You can count on us, young folks, to do our part, and we are confident you will join us in voting for Philip Bancroft tomorrow. I sincerely thank you.
And now an old favorite, a song which has stood the test of time.
Boy, I am going
Now we hear the viewpoint of a citizen of many years.
My name is Earl Granville, and I'm 61 years of age. And as I speak to you, I believe I'm voicing the opinions of a majority of the older people of the state of California. Right here, let me say in answer to the young man who just preceded me, I don't believe the older generation will let you young ones down in this election tomorrow. Personally, like President Roosevelt, I do not believe that the so-called Downey ham and eggs plan will work out as its promoters say it will. The ham and eggs campaign, as you can readily realize, is cleaning up on many of our older people, and even Mr. Sheridan Downey is doing the same thing in a different way. He is after the votes of us older people and will do anything that he can to gain those votes. Frankly, I do not believe that Mr. Downey is the type of man who will do anything for us if he is elected to the Senate, unless it would mean more votes for him to keep him there. And I do not think that we older people will be fooled into voting for him tomorrow. Now, on the other hand, Philip Bancroft is a genuine friend of the older generation and has this to say about old age pensions. Our aged citizens should be given as liberal pensions as our state or nation can afford to pay them. But in order to protect our California citizens, no person hereafter coming into this state from outside its borders should be eligible to old age pension until he or she shall have resided here for at least 15 years. Moreover, we should not hold out to our old people false hopes of greatly increased pensions which cannot possibly be realized. Isn't it far better for you to cast your vote for such an individual rather than for one who is trying to ride into office on an idea that is not likely to be successful? You can vote for Philip Bancroft for United States Senator with the assurance that he knows far more about old age pensions than his opponent. And now, may I have a word with you good people who believe in and have been working for the Townsend Plan? Have you stopped to consider just what will happen to the Townsend movement if the so-called Downey ham and eggs movement should fail? Don't you believe that the Townsend Movement would have a brighter future if Mr. Downey were asked to drop his connection with the Townsend Movement and stay with his ham and eggs plan instead of trying to ride along with both of them? It is easy to realize that the Townsend Movement is in jeopardy due to the fact that Mr. Downey is espousing that movement as well as his ham and eggs. In my opinion, we older people should do all that we can to defeat Mr. Sheridan Downey. And likewise, do all that is in our power to elect Philip Bancroft to the United States Senate. Please believe me, for I know whereof I speak. Philip Bancroft is a real, true friend of us older people. Thank you, my friend.
No program of representative songs would be complete without the selection that thrills every American citizen.
My country is the sweet land of liberty, of thee I sing. Land where my fathers died, land of the pilgrim's pride, from every mountain side, let freedom ring. Our fathers taught to thee, author of liberty, to thee we sing. Long may our land be bright with freedom's holy light.
And now, speaking for all American citizens of California.
This is Marshall Stimson speaking. Senator Hiram Johnson's rousing endorsement of Philip Bancroft as a candidate for the United States Senate was the expression of a true Californian, giving his opinion of what he thought was for the best interest of our state in the present campaign. Now I am fully mindful of the fact that there are some progressives who are progressives in earlier times who are not now in that state of mind. We cannot make our choice wholly based upon a man's past record. His past record, however, is a fine indication of the type of a man's mind. The fact that Philip Bancroft, in the times when it took courage to be a progressive, was out in the forefront, and the fact that he has been consistently, all of his life, a follower of the cause of good government, counts strongly in his favor. The fine qualities of spirit and mind which he possessed then, he still possesses. That is not enough. The question to be decided by the voters is a choice between Philip Bancroft and Sheridan Downey. I am not trying to tell people how to vote, but I know that there are a vast number of sincere citizens who are trying to solve the problem of the choice for United States Senator in a way that will promote the public interest, in the hope that it may be helpful to them to know something about the reasons which lead me to support Bancroft rather than Downey, I am making this address. I confess at the very outset that I am biased by my friendship for and personal regard of Bancroft. I confess that my past association with him in the cause of good government influences my judgment in his favor. And I confess that the very direct way he has of stating his position appeals very strongly to me. I like a fighter, and I like the fighting spirit that he has always shown throughout all the years. I do not believe that Mr. Downey's views in regard to the support of President Roosevelt's plan to change the Supreme Court would meet with my approval. I know definitely that Mr. Downey's advocacy of the ill-considered $30 a week plan would be a strong factor in causing me to oppose him. This plan, which actually seeks to name in the constitutional amendment men who are to administer the act and gives them the widest possible powers, is dangerous. No such power as this is given to these men should be placed in the hands of anyone. To name them in the act is, to say the least, unusual. The so-called Democratic forces in California are making a very ridiculous attempt to get away from endorsement of this plan and to make it appear that Mr. Downey is not using it as a means of getting votes. That attitude is in great contrast to Mr. Bancroft's straight from the shoulder stand on every issue in the campaign. From my experience in political activity, I am forced to this conclusion, that for a democracy to work successfully, it must be kept as close to the people as possible. It means that governmental agencies must be responsible directly to the people, and that local self-government is to be encouraged rather than concentration of authority in federal hands in Washington. The demands which are now made upon senators and representatives in Congress for complete subservience to the administration's program will in a measure destroy the real functions of the legislative department of our government, forcing senators and congressmen to support the placing of power in the hands of bureaus not directly responsible to the people, and creating federal agencies such as a National Educational Department, a National Health Department, subject our people to remote control. Bancroft stands squarely opposed to further extension of these policies on the part of the federal government. His opponent has other views. Further, don't forget that California is a state in which agriculture plays a part of tremendous importance. Bancroft has this advantage over his opponent. In my opinion, Bancroft will be level-headed and progressive enough to stand by and support those New Deal propositions which have proved to be beneficial. He will, in my opinion, have the courage to oppose those that attempt to extend the federal authority beyond the point of safety to democracy. He will bring to the Senate an intimate knowledge of California's needs. Taken all together, I think that the forward-looking citizens of California and the general interests of this state will be best served by electing Philip Bancroft to the United States Senate on November 8th. Thank you and good night.
Our concluding number, bringing us back to our home state. This broadcast has been presented under the auspices of the Philip Bancroft for Senator Committee at Los Angeles. This is the Columbia Broadcasting System.